Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a dry season in your life, but God told me to tell you it's about to rain. Get ready. I hear rain. I know.
I know.
It's been.
A dry season.
You've done everything you could.
All things
within your reason.
Within your reason.
You've sown
so much.
But there's no breakthrough.
But there's no breakthrough.
And the devil's told you.
Maybe.
He's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
Ever come through.
I hear the sound of rain.
I hear the sound of rain.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the sound of rain.
Things are about to change for you.
I hear the sound
this is about
rain.
To be the best year of your life.
Your dreams
are gone.
Are gone.
So you settle. You live under your privileges.
You don't reach for
greater levels. But I need you to do something today. Get up.
Look up.
For God has spoken.
For God.
The heavens
right now
are open over your life.
Now
open up your mouth and say, I hear the sound.
I hear the sound of rain.
Things are getting better right now. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Breakthrough is here. Deliverance is on the way. I hear the sound of rain. Wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up and just say this now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Praise God. We bless and praise God on this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Come on, we just get into the glory of God and allow God to do his thing this morning. Amen. Because he's worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of all the honor, the glory to God, because he is God all by himself. And we thank and praise God for his goodness, his mercy, and his sovereignty this morning. Amen. Do you hear the sound of rain? Glory to God. It is your season. Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to shower down on us. Amen. It is your season. Praise the Lord. And we thank and praise God for his goodness this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for his sovereignty. We thank God for all things, great and small, y'all. Come on. Let's give God some glory this morning. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God this morning for his mighty acts this morning. Amen. I'm going to pray. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. For all things. Let's just pray, and we're going to get started and see what the Lord's going to say to us this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, God. We give you glory, Father God. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we come, God, this morning, Lord God, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, that you will open up the airways for us, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against anything, Lord God, that's not like you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy name, God, for who you are, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift you up, Father. Now, God, as we come, God, this morning, we pray that you endow us with your spirit, God, this morning, Lord God. Lift our hearts up this morning, Lord God, knowing that you are worthy to be praised on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we will look to the hills with coming for our help, God, on today. We know that our help, Lord God, come from you, God, who made heaven and earth and all that therein, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you bless your people, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, all across the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we just say thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you are the lifter up of our soul, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, as we open up the airways, Lord God, we come against every spirit, God, that's not like you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, we bind it up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you throw those things in the abyss right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor your presence, God, here this morning, Lord. And we say thank you, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So now, God, I pray, Father God, as you have given me the word, God, to study, Lord God, that the word, God, will be planted within our hearts, Lord God, that we would not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift our holy hands up to you, Father God, and we bow before you in humility, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I pray that you will fill me, God, with your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I say thank you, Lord, and I ask that you bless each and every one that came on this morning, Lord God, early this morning, God, morning glory, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for all things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have thine way, move by your Holy Spirit. And we bless you, 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 Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. We honor your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to go to a song really quick. Amen. I just hear a little sound. Amen. And prayerfully, when I come back, that sound will be gone. Amen. Just a quick song, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's get ourselves ready. Amen. For what God is getting ready to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out.
Everything that comes go from me, I'm taking it back.
Anybody feel like me out there? Listen.
Everything that comes over me, I'm giving it back.
Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take two steps forward. You push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything that you stole from me. In Jesus' name, yeah.
Everything that you stole from me,
yeah.
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it right back. I'm taking it right. Try to tell my family, try to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind, playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Come on, y'all. Let's give God some glory this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get myself wound up this morning, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for greatness this morning. Amen. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Let's come on. Let's praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give Him some glory. Let's clap our hands for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about forgetting the past. We got to forget the past. Come on. We got to get into the things of God. Amen. Praise God. God wants us to move forward in the things of him. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on with me, praise God. Let's get started this morning, y'all. Philippians, let's go to Philippians. Philippians, amen, the third chapter. Hallelujah, glory to God. Philippians, the third chapter. I want to start at verse number 12. I was going to start at 13, but I want to take us a little further this morning. Amen, praise God. Let's go to verse number 12. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word of the Lord. It says, not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on. Come on, somebody say, press on. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press, come on somebody say, I press towards the goal, the mark, come on somebody, the goal, the mark, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to talk to us this morning, and as I was walking through the hospital on yesterday, I kept hearing the words of the scripture. Let us press on to the goals and to the upward call that God has called us. Paul had reasons to forget the past. He had held the coats of those who had been stoned, Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Paul is called Saul here at that time. We have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in tension of what we have been and what we want to become. Because of our hope in Christ, however, we can let go of our past guilt and look forward to what God will help us become. So here we can't dwell, come on, don't dwell on the past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on the relationship with him now. Come on, somebody say, this is a now thing. This is a now thing. And realizing that you are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience. Come on. Look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life because of the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes, amen, glory to God, trying to live a perfect Christian life can be difficult because that's not going to happen. Yeah, we are saved by grace, but we cannot live a perfect life. Amen. Praise God. We have to constantly go before the Lord. That we leave, amen, that those things will leave us drained and discouraged, because no one is perfect. There is no one that walked perfect in this earth but the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. So therefore, we have to go to God daily and ask him, forgive us for our sins. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It can leave you discouraged. We may feel so far from the perfect, and we might think that God is not pleased with our lives, but Paul, come on, somebody say, Paul used perfected, meaning that mature and complete and not flawless in every detail. Those who are mature should press on in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit power, knowing that Christ will reveal and fill us. Come on, somebody. We have to depend on him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what we should be, and he knows where we're at right now. Christ's provision, yes, Holy Spirit, is no excuse for lagging devotion. Come on, somebody. But provides us relief and assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have to feel driven by the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that's going to help us along the way. It's the Holy Spirit, amen, that's going to endow us with his power. It is the Holy Spirit that's going to lead us and direct us in all truth. It is God that's going to do this. So we want to forget about the things, amen, that hold us bondage, and we want to forget, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Some things, amen, we want to remember, but some things we want to forget, that we can move on. We can move on. We can move on. Somebody said we can move on. We can move on to the things of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. He wants us to move forward in the things of him. Amen. Another day, another year, come on, will soon pass, and time moves on, but it seems so fast. Amen. Praise God. We often forfeit our greatest gifts. Amen. Don't forfeit, glory to God, your greatest gifts. There's some gifts on the inside that God wants to culminate and bring forward. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our life, our time, our joy are so swift. Amen. Praise God. We look behind to see our lives. Amen. But look at God. Look at God, that we might change and mend some things. All right. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a time, amen, that we have to amend some things and get some things right. Praise God. The things that we have done that is not so good to do them over if we could, praise God. But listen, but we know the past is gone. Yes, we want to change some things, amen, but God already knew it, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Our life, our time, our works move on. Somebody say move on, praise God. Hallelujah. We do the things we ought to do to build, to mend our love. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So we don't count our goals as gain. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We look at the time that does remain right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We count the time in the past as dead. That's what Paul was saying. Amen. To reach those things which are ahead of us. Praise God. We all know the past cannot be changed. Come on. We can't change the past. We all know that if we could, we would go back and change some things. Come on, we have changed some of the things that we have done. Praise God. We would all like to mend the fences. Come on, somebody. We have left down and built back up the bridges that we have burned. We can't do that. We also know mended fences and rebuilt bridges are never the same. They're not the original. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The past is a helpful in one way. The past can help us make decisions that will affect our future. Come on, your past is going to help you. Amen. Glory to God. Going forward, as Christians, amen, there are two things that are in our lives and touched several times in the Bible. Have read the greatest commandments proclaimed by Jesus. The Bible says, amen, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and that is in Mark, the 12th chapter, and verse number 30. And second, like this it is, you shall love your neighbors as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Amen. Hallelujah. The word neighbor is explained. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. He told us, amen, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Amen. That is the first commandment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love your neighbors as yourself. There is no other commandment, come on somebody, that is greater than that. Therefore, putting away lying, come on, glory to God, glory to God. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. Let each one speak truth with his neighbor, for we are all members of one another. The letter of to the Ephesians was written to the church at Ephesus, and Ephesians 4:25. The Apostle Paul says, speak truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Being members of one another makes it plain that the word neighbor means brother and sister. Therefore, when Jesus said to love your neighbors as yourself, he was not talking about the person who lives next door to you, but about the one who is your brother or sister in Christ. We're going to make clarity here. Praise God. Those persons, yes, Holy Spirit, are to be loved and to be treated as you would love to treat yourself. And a lot of time when I looked at that, that's why God has to sometimes retrain us even how to love our own selves. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can you love someone else? Amen. Praise God. If you don't love yourself. Amen. Praise God. Because a lot of times what is on the inside comes out. Praise God. So he wants us to forget about those other things, get rebuilt up in him, be mature in him. Praise God. That he can bless us to move forward in the things of him. We are no more condemnation of the things of the past. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we look back to examine our hearts, our soul, our minds, and our strength, amen, we can realize how we have loved our God and our brothers and our sisters in Christ. We can see how we have treated our God and our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should have a self-examination of our love in the past year. Come on, glory to God, that we might love more fervently as we look ahead to the new things, the new beginnings. Amen. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Say the new beginnings. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We know that we are in the month of May. Praise God. And we always talk about the month of May being the month of grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God wants us to forget about those things which, you know, are in our past. Amen. To bring us to our future. Amen. Is that self-examination. Self-examination of time past can show us how our lives has touched the two most important things, whether it be in a good way or in a bad way, our love for our God and our brothers. Oh, my God, I give you glory. It is for sure we cannot live in the past. We must live in our future right now. The past cannot be forgotten. Don't get me wrong, y'all. The past can never be forgotten if it helps us to live the future in a more righteous way. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. We have to make sure, amen, we see a picture of ourselves. And I was looking and I was reading, amen, on yesterday, and this little paragraph came across, amen, praise God, and I wrote it down. The past cannot be forgotten if it helps us to live in the future a more righteous way. Amen. Have you ever put something on a refrigerator or something, and you have goals in your life, praise God, and you know, praise God, I'm just going to make you laugh for a minute, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. You know that, praise God, when you was growing up, praise God, and you was a size 10 or 3 or 5 or whatever your size was, amen. amen. Praise God, women and men, your size 32 or 34 belt, praise God, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, you just are blown up, praise God, and you put a picture on the refrigerator, amen, praise God. So every time that you go in the refrigerator, amen, you will be recognized with what was the past, praise God, and you can try to help yourself to get to the future, amen, praise God, hallelujah. That future goal that you have, praise God. But listen, sometimes those things, amen, praise God, it can be gone. You can get it back, but sometimes, amen, you have to realize where you're at. So the past cannot be, you know, forgotten. It helps our lives and our future. And I wrote this down, and he said, you know, a man who kept a picture of himself on a desk at work, amen, praise God, the most people do not keep pictures of themselves on their desk, but this man did, amen, praise God. It was a picture of himself, amen, and his newborn son and daughter, praise God, hallelujah. In the picture, you could see that this man was very high on drugs, and he kept the picture to remind himself where he had been, and then, glory to God, and where did not, he didn't want to return, amen, praise God. So some pictures we have to see, amen, what God has brought us from, amen, praise God. And I've known, amen, that we all have things that we want God to help us with, but we have to be reminded some things or some pictures, amen, praise God, that where we've been and how God has groomed us now and how God has blessed us now. And we always get that thing that says, we don't look like what we've been through, praise God, because the hand of God's grace has been upon us, amen. He don't want us to forget, amen, hallelujah, when he delivered us. And Paul here reminds, amen, praise God, hallelujah, in Ephesians 2 and 11 and 13, but now in Christ Jesus you once were far off, and glory to God, and have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, by the blood of Jesus, amen. You have been brought forward by the blood, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Paul here reminds the Christians at Ephesus where they had come from and remind them how that he had obtained their salvation through the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody, we know that Lord God, he's blessing us right now. Somebody say, he's blessing us right now, amen. He's blessing us right now. Amen. Praise God. In the First Corinthians letter, he reminds them where they had come from. Sometimes, praise God, we have to get a reality check of where we came from and how God has blessed us. And that's what Paul was saying. Praise God. I'm reaching forward to the things of God, but I'm reaching even greater right now. Praise God, because there's something greater ahead of me. Praise God. There's greater levels in the Lord, amen, that he wants us to reach, amen, praise God. There is some things that we don't want to bury, amen, when we leave here from this earth, praise God. We want to make sure that we don't walk in procrastination and stagnation and be purpose-driven in our lives, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody say, come on, brush yourself off, amen, reach the greater levels of God. Stop saying what you can't do and do what you can do, and God will meet you right there, praise God, hallelujah. Paul here reminds the Christians at Ephesus where they had come from and reminds them, hallelujah, how they have obtained their salvation through the blood of Jesus. And the first Corinthians letter, he reminds them where they had come from. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 9 through 11, and such were some of you. Come on, somebody, but you have been washed. Somebody say, I've been washed in the blood. I've been washed. Here, the apostle reminds those at the church at Corinthians that some of them had been fornicators. Come on, glory to God. Some was idolaters, and some was adulterers, and some was homosexual. Come on, some was sodomites, and some was thieves, and some was covetous, and some was drunken, and some was revilers. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Some was extortioners. Praise God. But he reminds them they had been washed. They've been baptized. So stop going back and talk about what you did and what was your a wrong, praise God. Make it right today, praise God. Hallelujah. God has brought you from a mighty long way. Somebody say, I'm washed in the blood. I'm washed in the blood. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. They have been sanctified. They've been set apart. We're being sanctified, meaning set apart, amen, for the work of the Lord. How many have been set apart? You've been sanctified by God. God has washed your heart, and you wonder why. You've been by yourself because you've been sanctified. You've been set apart for the Lord, and they have been justified. They've been justified, declared just by God. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. And in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of our God, hallelujah, you've been washed. You've been set apart. You've been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody say, lift your hands up and give God the praises because you've been washed by the blood. Hallelujah. You've been cleansed by the blood. So what did the Apostle Paul mean in Ephesians 3:13? Amen. Praise God. Forgetting those things which are behind. Here in 1 Corinthians 6, he tells them to remember, and he tells the Philippi, amen, to forget. We must remember where we have come from. It makes us do better. Come on, somebody. But, somebody say, but, huh? It's always something, but the thing that holds us back, we are to forget. Forget. There is little doubt the Apostle Paul meant for us to forget the sins in our past and begin anew. Put the sin that besets us in the past and leave it in the past. The Apostle Paul uses very single languages. He's always talking the same. We know how Paul talked. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody sometimes have a hard time, just reading what Paul was talking about. But God makes it plain today, praise God, hallelujah. There are some things that we have to forget if it leads us back to where we've been, amen. But there are some things that we've been through that help us along the way. But we have to figure out which one it is, amen, praise God. Therefore, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:1, it says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. When we think about racing, hallelujah, glory to God, we think about, yes, Holy Spirit, first, before you can get into a race, there is some training that must take place. Hallelujah, sometimes reaches you beyond where you want to go. Hallelujah, training sometimes can be a hard thing. Amen. I had to laugh on yesterday because I had to really push myself, amen, to exercise. I said, I told my husband, I said, Lord, my little body hurt today. Praise God. He said, well, if it hurt, don't I? I said, oh, no, I got to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because there's no pain. Amen. There's no gain. Amen. Praise God. We all been through some pain. Amen. But now this time that we move forward, and some things might hurt us along the way. Praise God. But we have to get those things out the way that we can get in the things of God. Hallelujah. When you train, amen. Praise God. I don't know. Praise God. Some of you right now, because we are home, we are exercising, we are walking, we are stretching beyond our boundaries. Amen. And them little muscles begin to start hurting, and when you start weight training, praise God, hallelujah, the while you're doing it doesn't really bother you so much, but the next day, praise God, you find yourself being very sore. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. But that the they'll tell you, if there is no pain, there is no gain. Yes, we have all been through the pain, but now God wants us to get back up. Amen. Praise God, and get into the things of Him. Amen. God wants us, amen, because there's a goal that's in our lives. that God wants to bring forward out of our lives. There is purpose, there's purpose, there's purpose. And I kept hearing the Holy Spirit says, glory to God, there is purpose in our lives. God has a great thing, amen, that he wants to do within our lives. Praise God, hallelujah. And how many know that God is doing it right now? Somebody say, God is doing it right now. He's bringing forth the best in our lives, even in our time, amen, that we are sitting still in our time, amen. Praise God, that we are getting our thoughts together. It's our time of resetting, amen. Glory to God, the purpose and the plan of God. There are some things that we don't want to bury in our lives. There are some things, amen, that we must do before we leave this earth, amen. Praise God. Have we recognized those things yet? Has God put something on the inside of you that shall be birthed? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul said, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, as many as mature, have this mind. Let the Bible says, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. We have to take on the mind of Christ. Somebody say, take on the mind of Christ. We must not forget the things of God. We must not forget that God has a plan and a purpose of moving forward. Somebody say, move forward. We must forget the things set us and reach with the newness for the future. We must leave those things in the past that needs to be left in the past and remember where we have come from to develop and create a new and better faith in our God. We need to strengthen our relationship with each other in the future and press towards the goal for the prize. Come on, somebody. For the prize. There's a prize that God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's going to bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He will, come on, somebody, will come to believing and repenting and confessing. Amen. Praise God. Believe and the willingness, amen, to be baptized over. And a lot of times we ask God, amen, give us a fresh new anointing, amen, to push forward, amen. We don't want to procrastinate. We don't want to be stagnated. We don't want to lose our dreams, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. There's a greater level, amen, praise God, that God wants to get us to. But we have to get our mindset. I hear that mindset again, y'all. We have to get our mindset, amen, fixed on the things of God, amen, praise God. Sometimes trying to live that perfect life, amen, as a Christian life, amen, we know that it'd be difficult. We know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are not perfect, but we have to remember, amen, praise God. Paul told him, he said, I have not already obtained this thing, amen, and I have never been perfected in these things, but he said, I want to press on, and I want to lay hold of the things which are in Christ Jesus, amen, and he wants to lay hold on those things, amen, praise God. He said, I did not count myself to be apprehended. I'm not no great person, amen, praise God, that everybody think I am, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. Paul was talking to me, I'm not that man, amen, praise God, hallelujah, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, because there are some things that we have to burn, some things are coming over, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, because those things will set our mindset backwards, and God wants us to look forward, and we can't drive a car, praise God, high, forward if we are steady looking backwards. The only way you want to look backwards if you're parking a car or you got to back up a little bit, but I'm decreeing today that we will go forward in the things of God. God wants to bless us. He wants us to move forward. He wants us to press forward. Somebody say, press. Come on and press forward in the things of God. He gave us a goal, amen. He's got us in training, and you don't want to miss it because glory to God, glory to God. What is it that we, when we do the training, amen, and never do what we're supposed to do, it was for naught. But God don't want us to forget those things, amen. He wants us to keep training. He wants us to be mature. He wants us, praise God, to forgive ourselves. There is no condemnation in the Lord Jesus Christ of the things of the past, but there is some new things ahead of us, amen, and we have to press forward, amen. This is our season of that song came on, a season of rain, amen. This is my season, amen, amen, ha, yes, Holy Spirit. He said, shower down, Lord, shower down your anointing, shower down, glory to God, that I may praise and worship you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I know I'm not back in those times, but Lord, I know that, glory to God, that you have something better for me, so I'm going to lay a hold of that thing, amen. I'm going to grab a hold of that thing. And you know how sometimes, praise God, we tell ourselves we're going to hold on to the horns of the altar. I'm never going to go back. Lord, keep me, Lord God. Hallelujah. But this is the time, amen, that we should reset our mindset, amen, of the things of God. What have we done for him lately? Come on, my God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. What have we done for him lately? What have we done, y'all? Come on, glory to God. Let us get ourselves up. Let us brush ourselves off. There is some things that God wants us to talk to some people. Amen. Hallelujah. There are some things that God wants us to go do. There are some things in us that God has placed in us. Amen. Praise God. But we have to use what we got. Amen. Glory to God that we may be mature in him. Somebody say mature in him. Mature in him. Glory to God. God is awesome, y'all. And we bless and praise God for his goodness this morning. We bless and praise God because we're going to press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. In Christ Jesus, we want to worship him. We want to praise him. We want to honor his presence. We want to glorify him today because he has something great for us. But we have to put our hands to the plow. Amen. Praise God. Forget those things. Forget those things that we know not of. Praise God. Ha, my Shanda. God wants to bless us, y'all. He wants us to be lifted. He wants to give us, glory to God, great things. Yes, Holy Spirit. But don't miss your season. Don't miss your season. Don't miss your season. God has a blessing with your name on it. Glory to God. With that being said, amen, I'm going to take a break. Amen. You are on the, yes, Holy Spirit. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I'll be right back, y'all.
I will call on the name of the Lord. worthy to be praised. Ah! Said I will call on the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call on the name of the Lord.
Who is worthy? Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement. On Monday night, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be Your Fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. And don't forget the hour of power and praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m., her morning glory service, amen, praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God. And allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $anointed. 222. That's $ANOINTED 222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank and praise God on today. Amen. But just one thing. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get this thing right, y'all. Hallelujah. I will call on the name of the Lord. Come on, my God. I love that song. I will call on the name of the Lord. Don't forget where you come from. Come on. It is your launching pad. Amen. Glory to God. Where God wants to take you to a higher place in him. He wants you to be blessed. Use those things that you've done. Come on. In your past. Amen. Glory to God. That you didn't like. Come on. As your launching pad. Amen. Use that for your launching pad. Amen. Praise God. Lord, I didn't like that. But God, you brought me to a mighty... brought me from a mighty long way, praise God, hallelujah. I love the way Paul talks, amen. There's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before. I press, somebody say, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So we bless and praise God on today. Let us give ourselves unto the Lord, because he's mighty. He wants to do great things in our lives, and we just have to catch on. Amen. Praise God. And catch up to the things of God. Amen. That he wants to do within our lives. He wants to bless us. He wants to take us higher, 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 from faith to faith to faith. Come on. Glory to God. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord. Amen. Let us give ourselves to the Lord. We give our heart. Come on. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please, Lord, teach us to be humble. We give our heart to you, God. We give our feet to you, Lord. Keep us. Help us. Help us, Lord God. Help us not to stumble, Lord. We give our feet to you. We don't want to stumble, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We give our eyes to you because they belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way, God. Oh, glory to God, Lord. Let us see clearly in the 2020, in the natural, in 2020, in the realm of the spirit, God. Open our eyes, oh God, and help us to look straight ahead to seek you every day, God. Let us do that, Lord God, with our ears, Lord. Let us hear, amen, glory to God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, every time that you call us, God, open up our ear gates, God, even today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We will obey, God, the law that you have placed in order, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We give our hands to you, O Lord. Let us, we give our hands that you may lift us up, God, and we will lift up in praises to you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we want to give ourselves to you this morning, Lord God, and we want to worship you, Lord, and all our blessed days. We want to worship you, God. We want to open our mouths and give you, Lord, the shout of victory, God, because there's victory in our lives, and you have given us victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for it right now. We belong to you, Lord. We belong to you, God. Now we are living free, God. We thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. As we give ourselves to you today, God, as we command our day, Father God, as we get up, we're going to wake up, God. We're going to get prayed up. We're going to crown up, God. We're going to get up, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. And we're going to crown up. Somebody say, wake up, pray up, and crown up. Put your crown on this morning. Don't forget, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that you woke up this morning and you're getting prayed up right now, praise God, and God is going to crown you up today, praise God, to represent him today, praise God. So what did I say this morning? Wake up, pray up, and crown up, praise God, hallelujah. Let us pray, let us pray. I thank you all, amen, for coming on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, praise God, and we thank and praise God, and don't forget our Fresh Fryer Friday, y'all, come on, hallelujah, the blowing of the shofar. We're gonna get into the things of God, we're gonna get marinated in the things of God, we're going to get inspired in the things of God. Amen. Praise God. It's our time. It's our time. It's our season, y'all. Come on. It might not seem like it, but it's our season. It is our time. It is our time before the Lord. And he wants to bless us so much. But we just got to embrace the blessings. Come on, somebody, to embrace the blessings. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're God all by yourself. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We lift our hands to you this morning, Lord. Yes, God, we admire you, God, this morning, God. We thank you because we look into the hills which cometh our help, oh God. And we know, God, our help come from you, Father God, who made heaven and in earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, someone needs healing right now. God, I pray for a clean bill of health, God, on today, Father God. Yeah, God. Yes, God, I thank you for it right now, God. Touch the bodies right now, God. Oh, God, move by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we say thank you, God, for what you're going to do on today, God. We command our day, Father God, to line up with your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you walk with us, talk with us, God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, continue, God, to shift us into the new, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Oh, God, that we will forget about the past hurt, God, the past disappointments, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, God, we will look to you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, for the healing of our soul, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone that did us wrong within our past, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you forgive them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, the same way Job prayed for his friends, Father God, when he began to pray for them, Lord God. That's when you delivered him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for the ones, God, that did us wrong in our past, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God, we lift our voices up to you, Father God, a voice of triumph, God, on today, Lord God. Oh, God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying you and lifting you up, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the ones, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that need you today, Father God. You know where they're at, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Oh, God, they're crying out to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you would draw them in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord God, for all that's standing on the front line for you right now, God, today, Lord God, on this day, Lord God. Oh, God, protect them, keep them safe, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for things that you're doing already that we don't even see, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are touching ground. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. God, that we have never seen before, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, for opening up our eyes. Yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God. Open up our eyes, God, that we may see, God, the beauty of your holiness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you bless every hand. God, bless every hand, bless every hand. Holy Spirit, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Everyone, glory to God on the sound of my voice. If your hands, reach them out, and ask God to bless them. That he will bless your hands and everything that you touch, you'll prosper in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the spirit of lack right now, Father God, and we call forth your abundance, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Oh, God, use thy people, God, for your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, build them up, that they may be, yes, Holy Ghost, mature in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will walk right, we will talk right, God, we will live right, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you have done already, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, we give you glory, Father. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Until next time, I want you to be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you all.